Wisconsin is a new home for refugees from countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Burma, where people have fled persecution and war.
Among the many challenges for these refugees is finding food that meets their Muslim dietary guidelines. A refugee aid organization in Milwaukee aims to boost access to that food.
The Hanan Refugees Relief Group recently received a cultural food advocacy grant. They plan to use it to expand their cultural food programs and to raise awareness of the needs of refugees and immigrants in Milwaukee.
Sheila Badwan is executive director of Hanan Refugees Relief Group. Sheila, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you talk, before we get into this new grant, can you talk about the work that the Hanan Refugees Relief Group has been doing already, especially when it comes to food programs for refugees and immigrants in the Milwaukee area?
Yes. Hanan has been a community-based organization for the last 7 years in Milwaukee, servicing refugees and immigrants. And food is one of our programs that we have seen that is really needed among this population. So we actually have many different events throughout the year that pertain to food. We have a Ramadan food box event that usually happens early in the year, where we provide food for to all refugees in the month of Ramadan for 30 days. We also have a Qurbani event, which is a meat distribution event. And then we are a new resettlement agency. So we actually have to provide, one of our core services is providing welcome groceries to newly arrived refugees. So these are just some of the areas that we work with, but we have seen a high need of refugees that do not know where to purchase cultural foods, and have seen in these 7 years that we have grown, just really trying to focus on how can we best serve the populations that are coming in, especially refugees that are coming from Muslim countries that only eat certain meats.
And that takes us right to this new grant, a cultural food advocacy grant. What is this going to help you do?
We're a refugee resettlement agency, and we really, as we expanded, we've actually have brought in almost 250 refugees. Most of the refugees are coming in from Malaysia, Bangladesh, and Thailand. And these particular areas have high numbers of Rohingya refugees, Burmese refugees that are Muslim. And Wisconsin actually has the largest Rohingya population in the U.S. And so we felt like we really needed someone, as we experienced, we felt like we really needed someone to be able to provide education to these refugee clients that come in, kind of help them navigate the food environment, show them where the halal stores are in Wisconsin, in the Milwaukee area, and also educating them on how to use their food share cards. A lot of these refugees don't know how to budget their food share cards to last them a month. Sometimes we've seen experience families that will use up their food card in 1 week. We also have a partnership with Hunger Task Force. We are a designated food pantry, halal food pantry. They have been wonderful partners over the years. Every Friday, we actually have seen a high number of refugees come in and that have finished their food share cards, so they can actually pick up a food box here at our site.
Can you talk about halal a little bit for people who aren't familiar with it? What are the food requirements there? Why is it important to meet that need?
Yeah, so halal is an Arabic word, means it translates to permissible. Many of the Muslim refugees that come in from countries, they will only eat halal. And it's a certain way where meat is slaughtered. They have to say specific sayings. And so that's actually, we have refugees from Afghanistan, from Syria, from Iraq, from Rohingya refugees, Burmese refugees that are Muslim. And this is the first thing they ask us, is where can we buy halal meat? they're very strict about it. It's really, it's a Islamic dietary law. So we do have a list of what we've developed internally is a list of resources for the people that that need to purchase halal meat. We do a lot of education internally. However, we really needed someone to be able to, a specific person, just a new role for this, to be able to assist, not just with this particular piece, but really overall all the food environment.
Sheila, thinking about this, so this is a refugee would be somebody who had to leave their home country, went through a long process of applying for refugee status, a lot of hoops to jump through, now in a strange and very different place. When you work with people, what does it mean for them to get this food that they're familiar with, that meets their needs, that that meets their religious laws to eat? How on a personal level, how does this affect people?
You know, they're so grateful. I mean, you're in a whole new culture, and to integrate into a whole new culture, trying to provide these familiar things such as food is something so important. Some people didn't even know there was halal. I mean, they weren't even sure if there was actually, if they're able to find meat that was halal meat or even just cultural appropriate foods. I had many Syrian refugees didn't know if they had, you know, Middle Eastern stores to purchase certain spices or things of that nature. So it really does help in the integration when families come in to know that, you know, there are places that might be familiar for them. And so trying to help them really get adjusted, this is just one piece.
Talking to Sheila Badwan, Executive Director of Hanan Refugees Relief Group in Milwaukee. New grant is going to help them expand their food available for refugees in the Milwaukee area. Culturally appropriate food, as we've been hearing. Sheila, as you just mentioned, this is one step, this familiar food. What are some of the other big needs out there for the refugees you're working with?
A lot of these families don't understand how to renew their food benefits, and that's an area that one of the core services we have to provide as a resettlement agency is cultural orientation. We touch briefly on food share. However, this particular role, this new job position that we are hiring for, will be able to kind of expand and really go in depth of food share, how to understand food share benefits. Also, mothers, a lot of mothers are not familiar with WIC. And so being able to provide a space for these families and being sensitive to their needs to provide this education is really important. And so education is a big thing that we are planning to do. And also we are taking families and showing them where the grocery stores are, teaching them prices of where to buy. You know, it might be where they go to their local grocery store and just buy the meat from the Middle Eastern stores. Sometimes you can find at the local grocery store, a bigger grocery store, it might be cheaper to purchase items. So helping them understand how to budget the money and have it out for about a month. And we've worked with hundreds of families and we found that this position is really needed. So we're excited. We're really excited. We're grateful for our partnership with the Greater Milwaukee Foundation.
Sheila, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Sheila Badwan is Executive Director of Hanan Refugees Relief Group in Milwaukee.